You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, let's touch the table. Rico's been secretive. Hit some music. I'll know what I'm in for here. No, 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 no.
No.
Unbelievable.
What?
What's that? The sounder at the end that I know you didn't just hear. And I'm not getting blamed for that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, we're going to go ahead and just say this. As of last week, Oregon is the top dog in the Big Ten, and then it's Ohio State, and then a fist fight of bums fighting over the last piece of cheese. So,
could we spend a moment on that?
Yeah.
Because isn't that a bit of an issue, right? You're promised that bigger is better, more teams, more conference, you know, more matchups. And the reality is it's still right back to like 1973, Big Two, Little Eight, except now it's Big Two, Little, you know, whatever, Little 30. Rico, that's what bums me out. I don't think the Big Ten's a good conference. Is that an overreaction by me?
It is a little bit of an overreaction, Mike, because when you look at it, college football, really not that great. There's a handful of teams, and then nationally, it's a bunch of bums fighting over the last piece of cheese. It's a Big Ten is a microcosm of what college football is right now, if you think about it. So,
oh my.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good year for the 12-team playoff. So how about we just jump right in?
Okay, buddy.
I'm going to give you the honorable mentions. I'm going to give you teams 13, 14, and 15 before I get into the 12. At 15, shout out to the Fighting Narduzzis, the University of Pittsburgh at 15. 6-0, okay. Mike.
Wrong. I will wait to see if you have the team that should be ahead of Pitt. But I totally disagree. And I was one of the 11 people who watched Pitt and Cal Saturday. Shame. Go ahead.
Shame. Shame. At 14. Let's head down to Bloomington, Indiana, the Fighting Cincinnatis.
Excellent. A quality choice, but not the team I'm thinking of. Go ahead with the also-rans.
At number 13, fresh off of their first loss, we're going to go Tennessee.
Okay, I hate saying this. Rico, their offense looks broken.
Mm-hmm.
It looks completely broken.
It does. I mean, I don't know if it was, okay, let's see what you have, you know, but they just, it wasn't there. At number 12, they're just kind of hanging around and people have forgotten about them, Mike. Notre Dame.
All right, you left a team out of here that, to me, would beat a couple of the teams just listed and certainly Pitt. Can we just have a moment, and I know you're a communist and you're not going to like this, but can we just give a shout out to Army? They are an absolute freight train, or as Kenny likes to say, a wagon. And I will select Army to beat Notre Dame straight up when they play.
Really? Okay. You know what? But Mike, kind of like the Big Ten Power Rankings, this is fluid.
No, I know. I know. I know you don't like America or apple pie or Mm-mm. beaches or freedom.
No.
Army.
No, I like the Marines.
Will you please? All right, go ahead. Keep rolling.
At number 11, I'm going to go with the guy who should win the Heisman Trophy winner and Boise State. Boise State coming
I didn't
in
like
at
the
11.
Performance. I didn't like the performance at Hawaii. They were up six, fumbled. To me, Hawaii, that should have been Hawaii's ball. I digress. They're good. They have a showdown with UNLV in 2 weeks. That'll be a lot of fun. They got to play better. That's all I can tell you. And they have got to lock in and look impressive. But right now, yes, that's going to be your poverty group of four playoff rep.
I wonder, Army. Yeah, I do wonder if the travel kicked in, if maybe getting some national attention and the pressure is now starting to get to them. Because in the beginning of the year, no one really cared about them. Nobody paid attention. After they lost to Oregon, it was like, oh, yeah, they got this running back and it's Boise. But now they're becoming that hot new team that's going to be come out of the group of five.
Yep.
All right. At number 10, fresh off of their victory in Baton Rouge, LSU.
Can't believe it, but defense playing pretty well. Offensively, they just have admitted what they are. They don't run it. Nussmeier's going to sling it. Yeah, and I think it's more about college football. It's not very good this year than it is LSU being one of the 8 or 10 best teams. So, yes, Rico. And they've actually played a schedule. And you do have to give them credit for that.
Yeah, you do. And that's why. In the college football is no good, and I think this is one of the reasons why. At number 9, they're struggling. Alabama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you're asking me to argue, I won't. Yeah. Their secondary is a complete mess. I'm just not certain of what they are. And look, this week, I mean, you have a battle of two teams that are limping into this like wounded deer with Tennessee and Bama. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to win that game, but neither of them look right.
No, I got a feeling that the loser of this Alabama-Tennessee game, you can say bye-bye to the playoffs.
Agreed.
I don't think you can recoup. At number 8, another reason why this season looks so bad, University of Georgia. Georgia just, for some reason, has not been able to kick into that next gear. You beat Mississippi State by 10 points.
Okay.
I count that as a win for Mississippi State.
This is it right here, this weekend. Earth is on Texas. Georgia is an underdog for like the first time in 5 years. And they are now up to 4.5-point dogs at Texas. If there's any merit to the, hey, they're bored, Kirby will get them right, big game, big performance, it's Saturday. But this is it. And I don't know if Kenny disagrees, but if they go out and they look sleepy or they look anything other than dominant, my answer is, no, you're just not that good. True or false?
True. Because I've come to reach that point with Alabama, and this is going to tell me a lot about Georgia in this week that maybe
we kind of want to bet them.
Bet Georgia?
Yeah. Come on, man. 4.5 points? Are they really going to go get smoked in Austin?
Hey, man. Quinn Ewers is back.
Fair.
Yeah. Texas is back. At number 7, Iowa State Cyclones. Mike?
Oh, good God. Good grief.
Hey, you say what you want. They may be the quietest team sitting there undefeated. They're just beating teams.
They're the best team in a terrible Big 12. That's the best compliment I can pay.
Yeah, but they're getting it done.
I know. And my cousin Rocco Becht at quarterback. I know. Man, please, I ain't sleeping on him. I'm just telling you. If they're one of the 10 best teams in America, we need a new America.
No, but see, I think it's because Alabama and Georgia aren't good. So we kind of downgrade college football because the big dogs aren't the big dogs this year.
Go ahead. What other mutts you got in here in the top 10?
You know what? This one is surprising even for me at number 6. I got Clemson. We wrote them off after week 1.
Be still my heart.
And... Mike?
David, where's that drop? Where's that drop of you having a heart attack? Oh, my God. This man has Clemson at 6? I thought they were in D2, right? I thought they were playing Mount Union this weekend, the way he talks about this program.
No.
Oh, my God. Jesus, take me now. I'm coming to see you.
I mean, we'll
my goodness.
We will find out later in the year if they can keep this thing going. Mike, they just keep winning. At number 5, we got Miami.
They're on upset alert this weekend.
They are.
In Louisville. You can't dress a Cardinal in a varsity sweater and be bad at football. It's going down this weekend.
Yeah, and then now if you thought the Clemson was at 6 was bad, this one, number 4, Penn State.
Don't say Penn State. No, I gotta go. Penn Rico State. Will take you to 6, everybody.
Penn State.
It's gross, but you know it and I know it. They're not that good. And USC blew that game, but you got to rank somebody here, so I can't be mad at you. Who's number 3?
Ohio State.
Okay.
I got Ohio State.
I'm not impressed by their D-line, Rico. I'll continue to say it. It's the separator between what they were and what they are. There's no Bosa here. There's no Chase Young here. There's no difference makers. I don't want to hear about Sawyer or whatever, JT, Tuialolo. I don't care. They're just not tough up front, and I don't buy either line of scrimmage. Call me a hater.
No worries. At number 2, I got Texas. I have Texas at 2 only because I like Oregon's strength of schedule more.
No issue. Then again, for Oregon, they beat Ohio State without Brian Birch, leader in sacks, TFLs, and pressures. He got hurt at practice on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost one of their best weapons in Holden because he decided to spit in another man's face.
Still don't understand that. Yeah,
I don't either. But look, they won the game without two critical pieces. I think their kicker sounds like a rich, spoiled kid. If your name is Atticus Sappington, your parents are senators or something. I mean, I can't take you seriously.
I don't think he's going to be kicking for them much longer.
He ain't no good either. Yeah, ain't that the truth?
He was money last year, and he's nothing this year. So that's your top 12 preview. A la Rico Beard, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.